There are many interpretations for the Good Shepherd, many. And the most obvious is the Good Shepherd is Jesus Christ. He's the Good Shepherd, the universal Good Shepherd. But also, as Catholics, our Good Shepherd is the Holy Father. We should be praying for day and night in these difficult times. Another interpretation would be our Archbishop, the Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez. Pray for him. Also, the parish is a flock and you have shepherds, Pastor Father Lino, and you have other priests that are called to be good shepherds. Another interpretation would be you have parents, and thanks be to God, I see a lot of parents here today. Hopefully they understand my New York English. The parents are called to be the good shepherd of their flock. But also, you're going to be confirmed next Saturday, so you're called to be good shepherds in many ways. And most of you have brothers and sisters, and if you happen to be one of the older ones, then you're called to be a good shepherd also to your younger siblings. And if you go to school, and most of you go to school, I haven't graduated yet from high school, in school you're called to be also a good shepherd to the students that surround you by the way you dress, the way you speak, the way you act. You're called to be good shepherds, especially. Hey, you're going to be confirmed. Hey, it's not simply a piece of paper, but being confirmed, you're called to be a real shepherd to the sheep that God will place in your path. Confirmation, you've been preparing for 2 years, so once you're confirmed, the bishop will say, now you're called to defend the faith, and you're called to spread the faith. Okay? You're called to defend the faith, and you're called to spread the faith. Can you do that with me? You're called to, with your hands, you're called to defend the faith, and you're called to spread the faith. Let's do it again. Don't be afraid. You're called to defend the faith, and you're called to spread the faith. That's what the bishop is going to say in 6 days. So remember, you might even say it in Spanish, defender, difundir, if you like Spanish, okay? So you're called to defend the faith, you're called to spread the faith. Now, I like language. So I'm going to give you somewhat of a tongue twister here. Are you listening? For you to be a good shepherd of your flock, you have to be a good sheep of the good shepherd. How about that? Can you say that about 3 times fast? That's my own linguistic concoctions, as we say. If you want to be a good shepherd of your sheep, you have to be a good sheep of the good shepherd. Got it? You got your thinking caps on this morning? Have you had your first cup of coffee? So for you to be a good shepherd to your sheep, you have to be a good sheep to your shepherd. So this is the last Mass before confirmation. And I'd like to give you five tools that you have to utilize so that you can be a good shepherd to your sheep. And I'm glad you got a lot of parents here, because it's incumbent upon you to listen attentively to me, because you haven't instilled in your kids what I'm going to say right now. All right. I know that this is hard and sometimes you get bored, but if you want to live out your Catholic faith and live out your confirmation, you have to take seriously your prayer life. You hear me? I repeat, if you want to take seriously your Christian Catholic life and your confirmation, you have to take seriously your prayer life. You hear me? Very seriously. Okay, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, a great saint, has said this. He who prays well will be saved. He who does not pray will be damned. That's strong words. That's Saint Alphonsus Liguori, one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. I like to repeat that. He says, he who prays well will be saved. He who does not pray will be damned. You're going to hell. It's as simple as that. All those who are damned in hell will say, I'm here because they didn't pray. Every one of the damned. Every one of the damned. So, learn how to pray. Myself as a priest, at least 50% of my programs are all related to prayer. They're all related to prayer. Some of your parents have gone through the 10-week spiritual exercises program with me. Probably half of your parents here. I try to teach your parents to pray for 10 weeks. And if they did it well, they have a foundation in their prayer life. So take prayer seriously. You know what I do every morning? I get up at 5:15 and I pray until 6:45. Then I'm with the deacon, I pray another half hour. So I start up every day praying 2 hours. And I don't care how I feel. Every day, start off with 2 hours. Now, I'm not going to say you have to pray 2 hours. Maybe one day you'll arrive at that. But if you don't take prayer seriously, you may not make it. You may not make it. Any of you are serious about prayer, sit down and talk with a priest. I'll give you all the tools in the world. I'll give you all the tools in the world. If you want to crawl, I'll crawl with you. If you want to walk, I'll walk with you. If you want to run, I'll run faster than you. If you want to fly, I'll grow wings and I'll fly to the highest mountain. Speaking like a poet, right? I will. I'll adapt myself to you. If you want to go high in the mystical life, I'll fly higher than you. If you want to crawl to barely get into purgatory with your pants burnt, okay, at least you're going to make it to purgatory. Okay, at least in the purgatory. But in this parish, whatever level you want to be at, we will adapt to you. I will. I'll adapt to you. So take prayer seriously. When I was your age, I was a good swimmer. I swam my first mile when I was about 12. I could swim underwater for about a minute. Now maybe 45 seconds. I'm getting older, no? But man, when I'm swimming underwater, as we say in New York, swimming underwater, after a minute, when I come up, man, is that air sweet. What air is to the lungs, prayer is to your soul. Amen? Yeah. You got it? What air is to your lungs, maybe none of you know how to swim. What air is to your lungs, okay? Prayer is to your soul. Why did most people die of the coronavirus? You know, lung failure. Other things were secondary. But the primary cause of death for the coronavirus was people couldn't breathe anymore. They couldn't breathe anymore. Many Catholics that they're dying of lung failure because now they're not praying enough. And don't depend upon feelings. If you don't feel like, tell your parents. Your kid says, well, I don't want to pray a rosary. Okay, the only remedy is you got to pray 2 rosaries, okay? Yeah, there's no other remedy. You don't want to pray the rosary? Okay, pray 2. Pray 2 rosaries. So if you want to live out your confirmation, you have to decide that prayer is a matter of life and death. It's a matter of life and death. Now, I have read much more than all of you. I have a degree in English literature, so I read a lot. If you ever read the lives of saints, there's one common denominator: the saints prayed a lot. They prayed a lot. And they sacrificed a lot. They practiced a lot of penance, too. Okay, the second is this. We're talking about living out your confirmation commitment as well as trying to be a good shepherd to your sheep. Is this. There's a proverb that goes as such. You become what you eat. You become what you eat. Many people today have serious health problems because they got bad eating habits. We live in a society with a lot of people that are overweight. Because there's a lot of food and people have bad eating habits. How can we apply that to our spiritual lives? I'm going to betray my age now. But when I was your age, the greatest feminine voice of singers was obviously Karen Carpenter. Any of you ever hear of her? Karen Carpenter was probably had the most beautiful feminine voice. She would be the Paul McCartney of classical rock and roll literature. Man, did she sing well. Karen Carpenter, good songs. You know, she died in her early 40s. You know what she died of? Anorexia. Do any of you know what, have you ever heard of anorexia? No? Anorexia? What is it? Anorexia is a psychological problem in which you convince yourself that what? That you're overweight, even though you're a flaco como un palo, as they say in Spanish. You're skinny as a broomstick. No pun intended, okay? You're convinced that you're overweight even though you're underweight. She died of that. How many people today are dying of spiritual anorexia? Got the connection? Spiritual anorexia are those who don't receive Holy Communion. They're dying of spiritual anorexia. So not only should you pray well, but have hunger for God. Amen. Have hunger for God. The human heart has hunger. If we don't fill our hearts with the true food that brings eternal life, we're going to be filling our hearts with false gods. Drugs and sex and porn and drinking in the casino and compulsive buying. You're going to fill your hearts with these false gods. That's so true. And as the great Saint Augustine says, O Lord, you have made our hearts for Thee, and our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee. Amen. And as a psalmist says, Psalm 41, verse 1, as the deer yearns for the running stream, so my soul yearns for you, O Lord my God. May we yearn for God. May He be the great desire of our hearts. So, you're going to be confirmed. Hunger for the Eucharist. Okay, right now, you're going to confirmation. Hopefully half of you want to come to confirmation. Others maybe are being forced to come to confirmation. I don't know. But once you arrive at 18 or 19 years old, you're going to have to decide whether or not you're going to practice your faith. And most confirmation students, once they hit college, they give up the Catholic faith. Most in our program. Is that going to be you? Is that going to be you? I don't know. Because you're not going to be forced by your parents. You have to make the personal decision that I'm going to go to church and receive the Eucharist because I believe. I hope that you say yes, that you're going to persevere until the end. So hunger for the Eucharist. And the last is this. We've tried to do this as best as we possibly can. Have great love for Mary. Amen? Have great love for Mary. Now today in the church calendar, you would be celebrating a saint. His name is Saint Pope Pius V. Give me 2 or 3 minutes to explain what he did. He lived 500 years ago. The church was in ruins. The Protestants were making headway in Germany and England and Switzerland. They're growing by leaps and bounds, the Protestants. So this Pope was trying to implement what's called the Council of Trent. He's trying to fight against the Protestants. But also there's another problem in the church. You had the ISIS, the Muslims. And the Muslims had the intention to win a naval battle in Lepanto, in the Gulf of Turkey, and to come into Rome and to capture the Pope and to tear down the Catholic churches in Rome and set up the Muslim mosques. That was their intention. They had the strongest navy in the world, the Muslims, these are the Turks. So they fought against the Christians, and it was like David against Goliath. The Christian Catholic had a very weak army and navy. You know what happened? Pope Pius V told the people in Italy and Rome and Europe, pray, 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 pray the rosary. You know what happened? The winds changed. And the Catholics called the admiral of the Turkish Muslims, they cut his head off. So they didn't have a head. And the Catholics won the battle. Now, historically, let me tell you why I'm a Catholic. The Mexicans, you're Catholic because of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm not Mexican. I'm Caucasian. I'm a Catholic because of Our Lady of the Rosary. I would be a Muslim today. I would be a Muslim. Why? Because they would have conquered Europe and set up Islamism in Europe, and those who are Caucasian blood would be Muslims. So the Filipinos and the Mexicans and the Anglo-Catholics, we're Catholics because of Mary. That's why in Mexico they call her La Generala del Ejército. Que viva Cristo Rey, huh? Que viva la Generala, huh? Que viva Cristo Rey, que viva la Generala. So if you want to live out your confirmation, you have to pray. Pray and pray and pray and pray until you get to heaven. Second, you got to love the Eucharist. And finally, you have to love Mary, and especially love the Rosary. If you do that, you'll be able to live out this saying, the Good Shepherd. In order for you to be a good shepherd to your sheep, you have to be a good sheep to the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Amen.